All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I am joined with Colin Plume. Been a long time coming, Colin. Thanks for joining me. Noble gold, man. Charts suggest investors should ignore crypto cheerleaders and stick with gold, Jim Cramer says. Now, Colin, I'm kind of lost in space in all this. I'm lost in space with the crypto market. I'm not sure what to do with it. I know the only stable thing to do, the only thing that's really guaranteed, in my opinion, and I don't have much experience in this, is gold. Am I correct?
Well, you know, I think last year people realized that when they were buying things, just the inflation was so high. And, you know, I know people have hesitated towards moving out of keeping a lot of money in cash. And, you know, because you feel like that's what you're supposed to do. But then when you see all these items just skyrocket, things that you're buying all the time, you know, the whole egg crisis is shocking. I mean, eggs were at $3 or now they're at $8. And, you know, the price of those things will come back down to earth. And luckily, you know, I love eggs too.
We hope.
Yeah. I mean, you know, exactly.
I mean, I don't know where this is going. It's like a runaway train.
Yeah. You know, and I think when you look at, you know, the value of things and things that have value, things that make sense are not going to get cheaper. You know, at the end of the day, it's not going to trend back. Things that we don't need and, you know, have less usage will trend away. But things that we need, people want, you know, those costs are going to continue to skyrocket. And so, you know, even though gold's sitting in the mid-1900s, a lot of people said, oh, it could be high, relatively speaking. But relative to where inflation is, gold is, in my opinion, is pretty affordable. And then I think silver also is really a good buy because silver is in everything. I mean, it's used in all the technology we're using now. And, you know, they only mine, and it seems like a lot, but they mine 800 million ounces plus of silver per year. Now, last year, India loves gold, right? Everybody knows they're, you know, they give it away for their weddings, the jewelry. I mean, it's they've been fascinated with gold for a long time. But last year was the first time that India really had access to large amounts of silver. They were able to buy silver ETFs, and they bought last year reportedly 500 or 600 million ounces in some of these ETFs of silver. And industrial uses of silver are at least 500 or 600 million. So we're mining 800 million. India's buying almost all of it, or 2/3. The other is from mining. So obviously they were using silver from years before. So silver as an industrial metal really has a lot of potential right now, and it's sort of unmatched in what it could do in terms of just where the price is. It's so much more affordable than gold or platinum. You know, platinum obviously took off because of the catalytic converters many years ago, and they used platinum in that. But as an industrial metal, silver sitting in the $23, $24 range in most people's eyes is a pretty good value.
You know, a lot of people talk to me, they come on here and they talk about the Federal Reserve, the fiat system, the paper money, the monopoly money, let's just call it. I have people that come on here and talked about crypto. I got people that are cheerleaders for Bitcoin. I got people that are cheerleaders for XRP. And I feel like the whole thing is just a gamble, to be honest with you. I feel like the whole thing is a gamble. The one thing that I know common sense tells me is gold and silver. Seriously, that to me, for me, is what's stable. And that'll never go away.
Well, it's funny. You mentioned fiat money and the Federal Reserve. I always keep this on my desk because it's a reminder. So this is a Zimbabwe note. It's $100 trillion note. It's hard to see it on there. But this was in circulation. This was their currency. This is $100 trillion currency, fiat currency that Zimbabwe had. And it obviously went bust.
I don't think you'd just be holding it up like that and still have your life.
Yeah. It'd be like this. And then I would just like, bro, I'd put it down. Yeah.
This is $100 trillion right here.
I'd have to be in an undisclosed location. So you could buy this on Amazon for like $3, but it's funny. Well, first of all, it's beautiful, right?
It is. Yeah.
It looked very beautiful. But the fact that there's $100 trillion fiat currency that they had to make because inflation was going so high, it just shows that the fiat system is doesn't really make any sense. You know, Zimbabwe has they have 200 to 300% inflation a year, and they did something interesting last year. They released to try to create some stability. They released a gold coin, and this gold coin sold out in almost immediately because people in that country were just clamoring to buy something or put their money into something that actually could hold value. So they're going to continue to release more gold coins, and that's why you see a lot of central banks, you know, all over the world issuing coins, because it's a good way for them to profit, A, and B, you know, show that there's something in that country that has sort of stability. And if, and I know that everybody has, you know, their problems with the government, but if you think about why a central bank would mint gold coins, it's really smart because it forces people like us that maybe we don't know everything to buy those gold coins and avoid some of the riskier things that you can invest into, like crypto or other things. And obviously, you know, you can make an argument for crypto and its place, and it's, you know, it's got its interesting. But for people that are not risky investors, people that just want to have something tangible, gold and silver is a very popular option. And, you know, the nice thing about Noble Gold and what we do is it's not a fund. Like, you're buying it, you're going to hold it, you know, we can store it for you. It's a very clean.
You guys can store it. You guys will store it for the customer.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to store it, we can store it. It's all segregated storage. We can store it in Texas, Delaware, or Canada, any of those locations.
And then anytime they want it, you'll send it to them.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. I go to the depositories 2 to 3 times a year and I do audits. So basically I'll give them client receipts and I'll say, hey, pulled out Jane Smith, and I'll check and I'll count the ounces of gold and silver. I just did it about a month and a half ago. And it's cool. It's great. I mean, it's really interesting to see. And, you know, it's nice to see that they actually have something there. You know, unlike if you go to a bank, you know, you could never go to a bank. If you had $1 million, you go to a bank, go, hey, give me that $1 million. They can't give you that $1 million. There's never going to be that situation. They don't have that much cash on hand. Whereas these depositories, they everything that you buy is there, and it's segregated there. So,
and yeah, the moment a customer requests them, it's on its way.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's all insured. You know, if anything gets lost, or it doesn't happen very much, but we have a very specific way that we do shipping, and then we follow up. So, like, we basically have a team that kind of calls and emails just to kind of give you a heads up, you know, that you have a package on the way, and so we make sure that it's in its.
This is a big deal because right now it's a very scary time. Like, a lot of people are freaking out. The market's crazy. Yeah. There's rumors coming out that, you know, the system's going to crash. We're going into a new financial system, and people don't know what to do. And I don't know what cryptocurrency to get involved with. I'm confused with that. Like, I don't know, Bitcoin, XRP. I just don't know. It's a gamble.
Right.
But with this, what would you say to these people? With this, you can always exchange it. Even if a new system comes out, you'll be able to. Gold will always keep its value,
and it has a value anywhere in the world. I mean, that, you know, we've traded with things for thousands of years. We traded cattle. We traded with spices. The problem is that when you trade with those type of items, like, you make a deal, and then maybe by the time the trade is done, maybe the cattle is not worth as much, or maybe the spice isn't worth as much. So one party could get hurt in that transaction, right? Whereas gold, because of the low volatility that it has, it's typically a very, very safe transaction for both parties. So, yeah, I mean, you wanted to go somewhere anywhere in the world. I mean, you can put $1 million of gold in a shoebox, go anywhere in the world, and it's going to have value. And countries all over the world want it. I mean, look at, you know, Russia. I mean, they've been buying gold for years. And they're actually, Russia and Iran are going to release a gold-backed cryptocurrency, like a currency.
Those are the BRICS nations, correct?
It's not all of the nations. In this specific one, it's just these two. And part of the reason, obviously, they're trying to avoid sanctions, right?
Okay.
It's hard for them to trade all over the world. But yeah, they are a part of that. And those BRIC nations have wanted to get away from the dollar as the reserve currency. But they're going to release a crypto that's going to be partially backed by gold. And, you know, I think getting a currency that's partially backed by gold is much more desirable because of what we've been able to do. And, you know, in this Biden economy, you know, it's hard because, you know, the Fed has said, Powell said it, like, we have to slow down the economy, and they're doing that. I mean, they're forcing a slowdown of businesses. We're seeing, you know, all these massive layoffs with all these huge companies. I mean, massive companies that are doing these layoffs. And so you're seeing this transition now where, you know, AI is starting to come in, companies are getting nervous, you know, money's not cheap right now, money's expensive. So, you know, the thing that's been fueling our economy for definitely the past 20 years has been this very cheap money. And we kind of went away from that. And so, you know, I think they're going to lower interest rates at the end of the year because they got, you know, elections, and I think they're going to try to boost things. But they've definitely tried to intentionally slow down the economy. And I know it's been masked under the idea of inflation, but obviously them raising interest rates hasn't helped inflation either. So it hasn't really worked, right?
I mean, nothing's worked.
Yeah, it's not working. So
that's why people are talking about this system ultimately crashing and then a new one coming out from it. CNBC's Jim Cramer on Monday warned investors to stay away from crypto despite Bitcoin's recent gains and instead look at gold. So this is where all indicators are pointing to gold. That's the only for sure thing that I can, that makes sense to me. My common sense tells me gold all day long. Gold, gold, gold. And then here, the charts, as interpreted by Charlie Garner, it suggested you need to ignore the crypto cheerleaders now that Bitcoin's bouncing. And if you seriously want a real hedge against inflation or economic chaos, she says you should stick with gold.
Yeah,
I mean, everything's pointing to gold. I mean, for me, I have so many people that come on here and talk about XRP, Bitcoin, and I don't take it hook, line, and sinker because I'm like, man, I want to play it safe. Would you say right now the best way to play the game is be safe and gold and silver, that's it?
Well, I think until you know that there's better economic factors that give you more confidence to invest, I think gold and silver are a good bet. Now, do I think, you know, real estate new home sales have been down 11 months in a row. Do I think real estate's going to bounce back? Of course. Those things are all going to bounce back. Do I think the stock market, I mean, it's already starting to bounce back a little bit, but do I think that those, of course, but at the end of the day, like, a lot of investing is feeling comfortable about the investment. And also there's so many studies that show that when people are closer to retirement, that if they're invested too heavily in assets that have a high risk tolerance, it really puts a lot of stress on them. And at the end of the day, like, you have to live through these waves, right? These volatility waves. And, you know, and I, it's not that I don't respect people that are interested in crypto or looking for higher returns, because I think there is a place for risk, right? I mean, but I would rather, if I had to say what I would do in terms of risky, I think the riskier, safer bet is doing like what you do, is like having a business or growing, like, everything you put into yourself, like, it grows onto itself, right? And so that would be a risk that, yeah, of course, it takes time and you got to put yourself out there and, you know, time is money, all those things. But starting a business, I think, is a better risk than some of these things that kind of seem like quick money.
So yeah, get rich quick.
Correct.
Get rich quick. And then also with the stuff with FTX that's coming out, I'm thinking to myself, it's not before long before they use that, you know, problem, reaction, solution. They use that as the problem for the solution, which is going to be rules and regulations on your crypto. And what's your thought? Because that's where I see this going. That's where I see this whole FTX thing, the cards falling down. That's where I see this going. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, it's that guy he's a kid, you know.
But still, they're going to use him for.
Yeah. He was a master slickster, right? I mean, ultimate, you know, slime ball, in my opinion. you know, the thing I always say when people say this about me is like, when they were putting their name on the Miami Heat arena and they were doing the TV commercials and they were doing all this, logically, you think that they are a profitable business to be doing that, right? Because it's such a over the top. It's not like where people in the marketing business go, you're not going to, from a TV commercial from the Super Bowl, they even tell you it's not, you're typically not going to make money. It's like a branding thing, right? So for a 3-year-old business to spend $30 million on that, you know, a Larry David commercial, to spend that kind of money on branding when you're so new, been in business only a few years, it's just shocking the way that they were running that structure of that business. And I feel awful for everyone that got involved in that, because you would think, and I hate to say this, but I do think that even, the companies that ran that Super Bowl commercial, I do think they have some connection to that, because they didn't even vet that company, right? I mean, forget the fact that crypto dropped, but they didn't even vet the product. The product is the exchange, right? Not crypto. Crypto didn't fail. FTX failed, right? I mean, crypto's dropped.
But they'll blame crypto.
They're going to blame crypto. Exactly. But that's really not what happened. It was a failed a business. A business had no business where it was, even when it ran that Super Bowl ad, right? It wasn't profitable ever, right? There's no proof that that business wasn't profitable. And so, the idea that a business can come in and just wave money around and drop, $30 million, and then they get a TV, I think there's some responsibility with some of these networks too, to at least look into the company to make sure that they're a company that can withstand. Because an exchange, the idea behind an exchange is that it's got to be safe, right? Like my business, like it's got to be like people need to know that we do, and we don't have any debt. We don't have, people want to know that I'm not commingled with their money like this guy was. Like that's the number one thing. And I guarantee you, if I tried to do an ad at the Super Bowl, they would dive into me. They'd be, there'd be microphones and they'd be looking at me. But this guy, because he's a curly haired guy and he was donating a lot of money to Democrats, they didn't even bat an eye. They just took them and didn't even look into him. So listen, at the end of the day, you got to look into the company that you're sending money to. You got to check them out. You got to make sure that they have a good rating, which we do, and we work on it every day. And at the end of the day, it's about safety and customer service. And so, you got to make sure when you're looking at a company that you have those things in place before you send the money. But I will tell you, he ran a massive scheme, and I hope they send him and everybody involved with that away for long. For me to hear, when I hear these guys, they said they didn't know this and that, and
That's
I mean, there was 10 guys,
garbage.
10 people working there. You're telling me they didn't know that? No one came in and go, hey, we got a few $1 billion here. Should we do a profit and loss statement? Should we look at, I mean, they have to pay taxes, right? I mean, like, so what happened? They paid taxes on what? What was their profit? Like, I just, I, it doesn't, the whole thing is
None
confusing.
of it makes sense. Yeah, none of it does make sense. Where do you see, is there like a quote unquote gold rush happening right now? I mean, are people
Well,
just going all in with gold? I mean, are you
here's
seeing
the
that big time?
I think the factors right now is one, anytime you're leading into you have geopolitical tension like we do right now. I mean, in essence, we're sort of at war, right? I mean,
I
we're
wouldn't say
handing,
sort of.
yeah, I mean, we are. We're handing troops over to train troops in Ukraine, sending billions of dollars. So that's usually a pretty good indicator history-wise in terms of where metals will go. We have a lot of uncertainty in the market, as you said. Like people are just, they don't know what to do, but you obviously can't leave money just in a bank, right? So where do you put money? You gotta get some kind of return. If inflation, even if inflation's at 6%, the best savings account you can make right now is finally at 4%. So you're only just losing 2% a year, right? And probably more. So you got to get the money out of there. So I think gold and silver that have sort of been replacing that ability for people to put in savings because they want to try to get a better return. And then it's just a matter of, what's going to happen over the next, with the elections, what's going to happen with interest rates. There's just a lot of unknowns right now. So I think it's made
That
people.
was going to be my next question, is where do you see all this heading? Where do you see this trajectory going this year, going into 2024?
Well, I think they lower interest rates at the end of this year. So then, if you believe what I believe, was that we've been in a recession for more than a year. Most recessions last between a year and I think 19 months, 2 years maybe. So basically, they put a hard stop on the economy a year ago, started bumping interest rates, slowed things down. And then I think by the end of this year, because at the end of this year, there's an election the following year, right? There's a lot of things happening. I think they start bumping interest rates because then it'll give people more confidence. And if unemployment stays low, then there's a, you know, a nice story for, you know, for the Democrats to keep their moving in that direction. That's what I think they're going to try to do.
Right. So it's just like this ebb and flow of this. I mean, it's just, it's a life of its own, how it goes. I mean,
yeah,
it's a cycle, yeah, cyclical.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, you know, in the grand scheme of where the prices of gold and silver are, if you look at other items that have really skyrocketed, you know, items that we're buying like gasoline and, you know, food prices and all, you know, all of these have gone up like 20 to 50%. You know, gold only went up 2% last year. It's up this year about 3%.
What is it, at 1800 an ounce?
It's about 1940 right now.
It's 1940. It's expected to go up a little higher.
Well, Bank of America says they've been calling for 3,000 gold for a long time. They believe it'll hit there. I think there's a lot of indicators that think we're going to go there. And I think what'll happen is, as we get heavier into this war this year, which I think we will, people will get more nervous. Interest rates are still high, so people are still going to not buy real estate this year. I think they're going to be wary of the stock market this year. So I think they're going to hedge their bets there. So I think they're going to be really cautious. We're going to get in a little bit more heavier in the war. And then I think at the end of the year, when they start to pull interest rates down, then I think things just really pop. I think you just see it like really start to take off.
I really hope so, man. Colin, I want to thank you for coming on my program. Where do people go to get involved here?
They can call us at 877-646-5347. No pressure environment. You can call in and get good information. You know, you've been a sponsor with us for a long time, so you know, reputation is everything. Customer service. We're in the customer service business. So just, I would say that's the best thing, is call and ask any question that you want, whatever it is, about the gold, the silver, the products,
cost. Do they talk to a real person?
Real person. Yeah. It's actually an AI person. No, I'm just kidding. It's a chat.
That's where everything's going.
Sounds good with a great Southern accent. No.
So it's 877-646.
5347.
5347.
And we have a promotion that, this month, that if they do an IRA above 50,000, they get a quarter ounce gold American Eagle. We do have some other promotions if you're doing less than 50,000. So there's other coins that you would get. So you would get some free gold delivered to your doorstep if you did an IRA. And for anyone, I would say, that has an old 401k, a lot of people got laid off. You know, when you go to that new employer, that next employer, they're going to offer you a 401k, and that's going to be in the stock market, which is fine. But if you have that old 401k, maybe you want to move it into gold and silver. You can do that with us. And even, here's what I would say, even if you don't do it in gold and silver, if you have an old 401k, my opinion is roll it into a self-directed IRA so you have control. And that's basically what we do. Because the problem is that so many people just keep most of their money in that one asset, the stock market, forever. And they never have that diversification. And so it's good to have, I have some stocks and I have gold and silver. And, you know, I got some real, you got to have different investments because you just don't, as you said,
diversify.
Got to diversify. We're not all that smart. You can never predict the market. And so it's good to have different investments working for you, because when you need money, then you can look at where the market is and go, okay, this is up right now. I'll sell a little of this and then I can do that. Or, you know, just so you don't have to sell an asset that's down when you need money. And obviously we know the times change and you may need some cash, or you may need to, you know, put a roof on the house, or you may need to start a business, but being diversified gives you a little bit more flexibility. So anyone that wants to call in at Noble Gold will give you great information. Obviously mentioned that you heard about us on this interview and the show, and then, you know, it's a great time, and we're here to help and educate people.
Perfect. And they can also go to davidrodriguezgold.com.
Absolutely. Yeah.
davidrodriguezgold.com. Colin, thanks for coming on. I'll put this up on FluffTube, and that's what I call it now, FluffTube. So, I appreciate you, Colin. Thank you so much for joining me, man. It's a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
All right. God bless.